Reggae music is one of Jamaica's greatest cultural gifts to the world. Jamaican singers and producers have influenced all kinds of musicians, from American reggae singer Johnny Nash to the British band UB40. Critic Tom Terrell has been listening to a new collection of songs from reggae's golden age called This Is Reggae Music.
When it comes to reggae music, I'm strictly old school. The Skatalites, Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, and Toots Hibbert. I've been hooked since my best friend Travis gave me a copy of the Harder They Come soundtrack back in 73. The movie was about this Jamaican country boy who comes to the big city to make a record, gets ripped off, becomes an outlaw, then dies in a blaze of glory. The soundtrack was even wiggier. Lyrics in Jamaican patois, giddy, herky-jerky beats, sweet and soppy R&B ballads, and tons of attitude. I became obsessed with reggae music. Problem was, outside of a handful of titles on Island Records, reggae in the U.S. was scarce as hen's teeth. Then, in the summer of 75, I found a used import copy of the 3-LP set, The Trojan Story. Founded by Island head Chris Blackwell and Jamaican accountant Lee Gopthill in London in the late 60s, Trojan Records was the first British label to exclusively release Jamaican hit singles. Trojan's artist roster was quite comprehensive. From soulful crooners like John Holt to Big Youth, one of the first DJs to chant over the instrumental tracks of hit songs, to the mighty, mighty Wailers. Trojan Records single-handedly established the music in the UK's pop mainstream.
So if you want the big tree, you're the small axe, ready to cut you down, to cut you down.
Now, Trojan is part of the Sanctuary label group. The new 4-CD 90-track set, This Is Reggae Music, The Golden Era 1960 to 1975, not only proves Trojan's clearinghouse method was absolutely crucial to the music's international pop ascendance, it verifies the label's influence on punky bands from The Clash to No Doubt and every great reggae singer, DJ, and band that came after.
Red, red.
While this persnickety old school head will never call Trojan's new anthology the ultimate Trojan record collection, too much Wailers, too much Jimmy Cliff, no Leroy Smart or Augustus Pablo, artists who were influential to the development of reggae music, at the end of the day, I still gotta give it credit. For the listener whose only exposure to the music is Jimmy Cliff or Bob Marley, This Is Reggae Music is nothing less than essential.
The CD set is called This Is Reggae Music, The Golden Era, 1960 to 1975. Critic Tom Terrell lives in Newark, New Jersey.